Yes, sadly, bad news from Nelson Oliveira, because we had a scan yesterday, we have to do without him. So at least the next 12 days, so we have to do without him tomorrow in Brentford in the cup game. Yeah, probably against Bristol, and hopefully he can return before the next national break, but at least we have the next 10 or 12 days to do without him. With his groin, with his adductors, he gets problem during the game, and that was the reason I substitute him then after, I don't know, 82 minutes, and the problems increases, and for that we had to check it, and the scan, and the strain of a muscle is, I think it's a right expression, so yeah, at least 10, 12 days, hopefully not longer, but it could be a little bit, so we have to wait and have to watch day from day when he's back. So for sure, bad news, because he was in such a good shape and so important for our game, but it is like it is, we have to handle it. Yeah, it's 1% for all our offensive players, so it is like this. I mentioned several times, so we need all our players, and especially in the offense, all our offensive players, but not only pressure right now for Cam that he has to replace him and, I don't know, shoot 4 goals or whatever, so all the guys are allowed to score some goals, and if we do like this, I would be happy. Yeah.
Can I ask just for an update where we are with how Alex Pritchard progressing with his recovery? Is he on track? Is he looking positive?
Mm. Yeah, he's on track. So he works really hard. But like we mentioned before, it will last some more weeks. So we said we expect him back in January or whenever. So yeah, it's really sad, because he's such an important player, especially for our offense, and he proved that he can score goals, that he can assist, can create some special moments. So yeah, it's sad, but it is like it is, and we have to handle it. I just got the feeling, so it's not the problem of the home game or away game, because the game is always the same. So there's a pitch and there are 2 goals, and for sure it's nicer to play at home and in front of your fans, but it's always 11 against 11 on a pitch with 2 goals. So I don't think there's so much difference if there's a home game or away game. I really got this feeling that we are, especially in our defense behavior, totally on the right way. So we proved it with the 2 clean sheets and just give just few chances away in the last 2 games. So I think it's important, because it's a basement for success to be good in this. But yeah, it will be a hard test tomorrow, because we all know that Sheffield had a really good start, and they won the last 4 league games, I think. They are in a good shape, and will be a hard test, 100%. So, but we're looking forward to. So we have a lot of confidence, especially in our defense right now, but we have to prove it each and every game. Yeah, and that's what we are planning to do tomorrow. Yeah, it's exactly that what we expect for tomorrow. So Sheffield plays with a high intensity, and the big aggressiveness and big togetherness, and try to press. And we prepare the players in tactical terms, with really analyzing and speaking about what to do in this time. But it's totally about to be there with a really big awakeness and awareness and aggressiveness too. So I think it's always, we know that we are good in especially in possession and technical things, but we have to be there and to win the 1-on-1 duels, and to be there also pretty awake and pretty aggressive and win the second balls, that's always the style of Sheffield. And we have to prepare in a tactical way, but in the attitude of each individual on the pitch and on the whole group too. And that's what we mention a lot, and we speak a lot about this topic, and to be there with a big togetherness and the big greatness. But yeah, it's always up to the players on the pitch to prove it, and I'm pretty sure, so because I trust my players, that we are able to prove this tomorrow. To be honest, I want a lot before Burton, because they had bad results before, and I knew they were there with a big aggressiveness. I'm not too concerned that Sheffield had this good result in the last games, because it could be that they are a little bit too confident and a little bit too proud of the season right now, and we're not going to drive to Sheffield and think, okay, hopefully it's just a loss with a few goals or whatever. No, we are there for points, and I'm totally convinced that we are able to win some points there, and that's what we're going to do, because it would mean a big step for us.
Just in terms of Saturday, are you going to be looking if Sheffield United are going to be pressing you quite high. You're going to be looking for a bit more pace in the team. And also, does that bring Marley Watkins back into consideration? Because obviously we haven't seen him in the last two games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, could be. So I won't tell Sheffield too much about our strategy tomorrow. But yeah, it's always always good to have pace on the team. I think we had in the last games too. So because Josh is a threat with his speed, and Nelson is not too slow. And when Ivo has his startings over the right side, he's quick too. Yeah, but for sure to have guys like Marley is quick and Yannick Wildschut with his pace, so they can create space and they can create something because of their speed. Yeah, but most important will ever be so to play with my 11 football players and not only with 11 Usain Bolt. So speed is one topic. They have to be good with the foot too. So otherwise, I would invite Usain and he would play. So it's still football and all the topics have to come together.
Just in terms of Marley, has he just not been involved out of selection, or has it been a fitness?
Yeah, really, really hard decisions for him because I was content with his performance before. But we have, especially in the offensive area, we have a lot of competition. And yeah, I decided to bring Nelson in the striker position. And to be fair, there's just one option right now to have one striker option on the bench. And I decided for Cameron with his experience and yes, abilities to score, and Marley can play as well on the wings, but last game I decided to have as an option Yannick Wildschut, who's not the slowest guy and had some good performances too. And it was for sure for Marley nice and a big honor to be together with his national squad, but to be fair, he was 12 days away from us and didn't have 1 minute in this national games. And yeah, I had Cameron here and I had Yannick here, and they were able to train and really focus, and yeah, we could especially work on the training pitch also for our offensive players to be good in shape and for defending. And that was a little bit the problem for Marley, so he wasn't able to join us in this area. And yeah, I had to wait. So but in general, I won't tell too much about tomorrow, but you can be sure Marley will sit in our coach this afternoon, so he's in the squad.
I'll take that. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. In terms of this current load you've got on, would it have been possible if you'd still been playing international football?
Probably not, because then it's three games in a week. If you play all of them, you need to go back to Norway and then play two games in a very short period. And yes, players do it, but where I play, you almost empty yourself up every time you play a football game, and for me to be able to do what I do best, you need to be 100% fresh and ready to go. So it's a decision. It's one of those reasons why I made it. It's a decision to stop as well, along with the load of my knee.
We've had a few managers talk about trying to get the team prepared when it's Saturday, Tuesday, and that being quite difficult. Do you feel for Daniel a little bit in that he's trying to actually change so much of what you do as well as getting prepared for games, and it's that short space of time to get you in?
I don't know if he's used to it as a manager, but this is how it is. It's those Tuesdays, you don't have time to do shape. You just need to think of how the players have recovered, and it's very difficult, because then it's you come in, how are you, have you recovered, are you tired? It's a lot of decision for them to make, and sometimes you don't have time to prepare a team for the next game, and you just have to carry on.
Yeah, sure. In terms of the transfer window, you got linked around. I think your agent was quoted as saying bits about you staying. Were you disappointed that you didn't get to move on? Was there an element of you looking for something new, or?
there was always something there, obviously, yes. But when it was a big change here, yes, but I didn't go around asking the club, am I in your plans, am I this or this or that. I just let it happen. And obviously when you are used to playing games and you see in the beginning you are there but you are not quite there in the team, yes, you get some thoughts of, maybe if this happened it would be nice and this. I was very calm. At the end I was told I wasn't going anywhere, and that was it. I didn't try to make any big deal out of it, and that's it. I have a contract until the summer, and then they want me here. If not, then that, I do something else. At the moment, they want me here, and I'm trying to help the team win games, and what I can contribute with, I try to do it.
And in a way, I suppose now that's kind of gone and out of the way, and you have played a couple of games, does it feel better? Does it feel that you can focus more on?
Yes, when it's gone, it's gone. As you said, it helps when you've played a game, a couple of games, to not think about it anymore. Yeah, so it helps. Yeah.
And just finally, looking at the manager, you've worked with a few managers here, and obviously wherever else you've played. How does Daniel compare? How does what he's trying to do here sit with everything else you've experienced in the league?
Since I've been in this club, there's been several managers. I've always said they need someone with a clear philosophy of how he wants this club to play football. I think he has that. His methods are different. It's new because we are not used to having foreign manager since I've been here, but his philosophy is good, and people mention time. Hopefully he will get that to continue what he's trying to do. It's not going to happen overnight. There's not going to be pretty football games at Carroll Road all of a sudden. It's going to take time, and hopefully he can get that that time. But in the meanwhile, it's about 3 points. That's what everyone wants, whether they want to play Barcelona style or whatever. It's about getting 3 points at the end of the day, as well as having a philosophy, of course. But it's about 3 points.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm.